The loving parents who have a small child are hiding matches for a child not to hurt themselves. They are trying to hide the PowerPoints and so on. Why did God create Adam and Eve and then created the tree of knowledge, knowing that it would all end in a tragedy? Yes, we are speaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Indeed. First of all, for a child, matches are indeed evil, because a child can burn down a house and parents, and there will be a tragedy for all. That's something we have to possess because of necessity, and that's it. But when God planted the tree of knowledge, He planted it as a necessary condition for the salvation of people. Only Protestants say that, oh, that was an unlucky plan of God. You know, He planted the tree and then Eve ate an apple. And that's how it all started. No, this tree was planted there with the opposite goal. It was a necessary condition. God knew it, God predicted it, and why? It turns out there's a very simple reason for it. A person who hasn't tasted bitter will never appreciate anything sweet. When I say sweet, I mean communication with God, the absence of death and passions and sins. What is the tree of knowledge of good and evil? The fall of man means a proud thought that we, us, people are gods. We are gods. Where did this thought come from? Well, it's easy to understand. People were tsars for all the creatures. They called and gave names to all the animals. When there was slavery, the Lord gave names to the slaves. That meant, I am giving you a new name. I don't care what your name was. Now I give you a new name. That's a sign of possession. And people had the full power over everything created. And there came a thought, you will be like gods. And that's how the history of the mankind started. Why was it necessary? Why did God plant that tree? Because He did it on purpose. He wanted people being absolutely free to turn to God and to realize that life without God and out of God would be hell. And the whole history of the mankind proves that. The whole history is full of wars, violence, bloodshed. The whole history is full of that. Even the humanists in the 15th, 16th century dreamt that, like, in 100 years, like 100 years later, there would be paradise on earth. But the 20th century, in terms of bloodshed, overcame all the preceding epochs. And now we see what kind of humanism it is, what is happening without God. So, in this particular case, the tree of knowledge of good and evil cannot be compared to matches, but to some medicine that is necessary, and due to which the history started, and the history of the mankind will end in such a way that a person as an immortal creature who doesn't lose conscience and experience with the death of a body, and due to this tree of knowledge of good and evil, a person will make sure that without God, life is hell, and God is the greatest good. Due to this, the final salvation of the mankind will happen, and it was the aim of the creation of people by God. So it turns out that it's not about matches, but this is medicine, which is very powerful, but without which it was impossible for a person to reach the God-like state. Of such a state, as the Bible says, a person, you're a God, you're gods and sons of God, but you only become a God when you are with the God, and you are in hell when you say, I am God on my own, just go away. And that's how it all started, and now we all experience it all, and generation after generation, and as the mankind in general.